Blog Talk Radio.
Tender rotisserie chicken. Nuggets. New from Boston Market. The real rotisserie taste you love and bite-sized pieces of perfection. Get your hands on a combo meal today. Boom.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
My credentials involve an instrumental. Rhymes for sauce and shells in the mental. Relieves you of the babbling that you was used to. A since the parting days up in the juice proof. Myself and milk like a bottle of you. Whatever MC monkey see monkey do. I move through, baby, real natural. Pose for in the Dell when it gets lyrical. Ooh, ooh, like Cool C used to do. I make the key hit more raw like I fool. Shops to make across the planet, I had this. Allow me to pull and hit the mark. Nanu, nanu. Wordless. My aura is psychedelic. Flow not prehistoric. Metamorphic. Will work like acid. No hat tricks. Classic, so park that ass like Jurassic and check the matrix. Completion like seven to overshadow the triple six. Complimenting zigzags or wisdom like 5% is when doing mathematics. Flip scripts like acrobatics. Intrinsic in rapping like insulin to diabetics. Text is didactic with nutrients like mucilix on wax. Flex facts like hydraulics when vexed. To catch flicks by Merrimack or Kodak, I look beyond the door like 100x. For wordplay. Break out analogies like pattern dualities. Got the vocab like Fuji to Galaxy. Top bill like Bellamy. Shock and Hawk go heads like electricity. Cut some complimentary of this jockey, Shornsky. Yo, vocally, Bahama TV. Easy like Moby. Rap reacts ready to act like DJ Rand and Kobe. To the roots like Malik B. Flows close in the story seduction on MCs like Dobie. Down by low like Felonies. Catchy like TV. Essential to the elements like Cecily. With wordplay.
Hey, huddle up, huddle up, huddle up. This is
in making coach.
It's the product of the WBN network. How you guys doing out there today? Been a rough one, a very rough one. I just want to start out by starting my topic off. Those darn Dems. if you read between the lines, we all know who those darn Dems are. The Democrats are single-handedly destroying our country. We are, a lot of people are borderline poverty. A lot of people are being displaced from their homes. And a lot of people are dying on these people's watch. Our president finds it convenient to just hide in his Rehoboth Beach house. First, you've never seen anything like this. I don't see him. I've never seen a president never on point to be State of the Union addresses, far and few between. But yet, we're really being defunded by the police. And I don't think anyone sees it. Across the whole United States, we are being defunded. I don't see why nobody sees it. There's no cop presence nowhere at night. There's nothing going on. They constantly are hiding. I'll catch them behind Wawa's. I'll catch them late night. I'll catch them behind everything. I catch them just sneaking, sitting around. I catch them doing nothing but what they're supposed to be doing is protecting our community. And here we are with the state of what we're in. We're in grave turmoil. Right now, grave turmoil. There's things that are happening. This country is run by savages. People who have no common dignity. No. Respect, no earnesty, no commitment. We got a young lady sitting over in Russia jail. The only reason why she's sitting there is because she's black. Prior to that situation, they did a swap with a white person who was military for a drug lord. This young lady has been sitting in a Russian prison because the Democrats are allowing it. Think about that. Russian prisoner. When they said a young lady got caught with 7 vape pens, she got, I think, 20 days. This woman's been in custody over in Russia for approximately 5 months for a vape pen. And there's nothing more that the Democrats can try to spin on it. Not more they can try to tell me. Nothing more we could do. I'm bringing in brother out.
Well, first of all, you know how I feel about this situation. And everybody knows my party affiliation, and I'm not, you know, ever going to shake from it. No, I am a Republican. Everybody knows that. And what you're saying about the Democrats is true. We always get to that point, okay, to where when we vote these guys in, on the back of the black vote, it's always worse than ever. We have more crime in the streets now, Coach.
Correct.
Worse than ever. We have less money being funded to the communities. Worse than ever. We have more diseases now, even though the former president talked about, you know, drinking Clorox. A lot of times, he'd be on some other stuff, too. But still worse than ever. And I got your boy right now on the line with us having a forum. This is how the coaches' corner get down, y'all. We have forums here. Hey, my boy from Tennessee, what do you have to say about this?
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. How y'all doing tonight? Welcome back, Coach.
How you doing?
Hey, Hall of Fame for a time. Let me do it this way, man. First of all, it's really, really a great time for us to be in because, you know, politics has never worked for us anyway. And I want you to really think about it because, see, really it's about us taking our lives back into our own hands, our mind back in our own hands. See, when you look at the word mind, you got to drop that D and turn it into an E.
Uh-huh.
Everything is about us now. And there hasn't been enough who's willing, able, and ready to take that stand. First of all, nobody else should have more of a responsibility to take care of us and ourselves than us. And unfortunately,
uh-huh.
a lot of the people who have made the money, raked in the dough, they don't feel the need to give back at the rate that other people give back to their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's really what it, that's really really what it's about, and sadly, you know, as I say, for over 400 years of enslavement, all of that stuff that was taught was to stop us from coming to our own again, and that's exactly what it is. We ought to be rejoicing and be glad at the fall of a lot of things that you see happening. With the fall of the economy, all of that. And also, let me put this up here, too, for the record.
Wait a minute, Hooney. You're telling us that we need to be rejoiceful in this situation? No,
hey,
man, we should lament this situation, sir. But go ahead. I digress. Go ahead and talk.
This is the old school coach's corner. Yes, and I love the coach. And trust me, you know, I love
hey,
the lament, coach.
When you mean lament, you mean lament how?
I mean, like, look, man, we should be, like, listen, lament. Like, we should be feeling some type of way to affect change. Not just be, no,
okay.
I'm not going to rejoice in this. I can't rejoice in this because that's not the type of person I am. Not saying nothing with Hooney Baca. That's why I love this. This is like almost like a, you know, barbershop corner type conversation on the steps, you know what I'm saying? You know, pull out the bubbly. You know what I'm saying? We just had a cookout. I'm telling you right now, I'm not rejoicing in nothing. But, like, I digress. Since you asked me, Coach, you know what I mean? Well, go ahead, Hooney. Go ahead.
I was quoting the scripture. This is what I do. I try to make it familiar. Excuse me, Coach, out of love and respect. So I'm going to yield, and when you finish, then I'll come back in to reiterate what exactly what I meant by rejoicing and glad, okay?
Okay. So where we at with it is a time for unification as us as a people, but we've been so hoodwinked and distracted that it's never going to happen. They got us. They got us right where they want us. And they got the youth. They got the youth. So when they got the youth, they got everything. Because now the youth are so warped. They will tune you out. They got the youth thinking being egregious, a fool, it's cool. Being earnest, you know, forthcoming, honest, and having value systems is like you're the corniest person in the world to have that. So what I mean by that, if you just look at situation scenarios, these white supremacists or white, they out there teaching their 11-year-olds how to use firearms properly. Our black women is twerking with their kids on TikTok. Just where we at with it. And what I mean by, like, I mean, we lost souls. We really are. Like, it's sad. Like, can't even have an intellectual. They don't even know how to. Most of these kids now can't conjugate a verb.
Can't fill out an application. And that's why I can't rejoice in the situation. I believe where Hooney is coming from, even though I can't speak for my man, Hall of Fame two times. But, I mean, he's talking about the opportunity to do better. That's what I believe he's saying in rejoicing in that situation. I can understand his verbiage. I just feel that it's improper verbiage. Keep it real. Go ahead, Hooney. And reiterate. I want to hear this, man, because
okay.
I asked you a question.
Okay.
You know,
all
why
right.
should we rejoice?
All right, I got because according to our scriptures, for those who have faith in the scriptures, all seven of them, it says rejoice and be glad. See, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of stuff in which we have went through, we have been equipped to survive it all. You get what I'm saying? And unfortunately, let me put this up here for the record. Unfortunately, everybody is not supposed to make it in the end. But those people who still have their mind, their right state of mind, first of all, that's a miracle in itself. That's a miracle in itself for us to be able to interact like the way that we're interacting right now with all the hell that we went through.
Right.
You understand? So that's what I'm saying. Be rejoicing, be glad that the fact that we survived it all and we still have our right mind. And for those of us who still have our right mind, and you
know, we know we come, you know, as professionals. We are journalists, we're
right.
broadcasters,
right.
and we come out with a
right.
outstanding, you know, thought-right process, you know, to help those. That's why we have all the 24 shows we have on this network on a almost a, you know, a daily basis, you know, counting Saturdays where I, you know, get my rest. Unless I choose to do a, you know, a classic. But the fact of the matter is, I like what Coach just said. Do we really have our right mind as a people? I say no, we don't. Because we have our kids out here killing each other every single day. And I said this now almost 2 months ago when I did my show. You know, the we call it the Dynamic Show Review. I said that we have to have effective adulting to have effective parenting. And it's a cipher. Effective parenting is adulting. Adulting is parents. You know, as parenthood. So I believe that once we get that together, then a lot of the issues that we talk about, and I want everybody to press one on this one. Anyone hearing the sound of our voice, man, don't be scared. Don't be scared. No, we want our ladies to talk about this. We want everybody around the world to talk about this. So, you know, 516-453-9133, press one to join the conversation. We have to be the good neighbor. And that's a problem. Right, Coach? You know, right, Hooney? We're not the good neighbor. Not
right.
trying to be good Samaritans, because you can't save anything that's not outside your house. When you have a child, and I could talk, all three of us on this line right now are parents. Okay, we're fathers. You know, you guys have more than one, I only have one. And all in all, gave me one to be able to be his provost. There's certain things that my son cannot do, especially now as a grown man, because he lives his own. He lives out in California. He does his thing. Proud of that. But when he comes to my house, he knows his rules and his regulations. You're not gonna, you know, be loud in my house at a certain time. And I know he's a gamer and all that, and he don't mean no harm. But it's just simple things like that. If I gotta go into your room at 1 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, be, you know, the kind, gentler father. My boy, calm down. It's late. I'm going to tell everybody right now. I have no problem telling you. If I go in there a second time, I'm cursing you the hell out. Like, expletive, what the F? Now I'm the bad guy. But, see, I don't care about being the bad guy. See, a lot of times, with like Coach said, a lot of these guys are trying to be TikTok friends and Reels friends, you know, World Star friends. That's the problem. You're trying to keep up with, you know, with your kid, last name Jones, and that's not happening in my house. Y'all can go ahead and talk about it because I know what I said.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Once again, welcome back. And again, let me further reiterate what I'm saying. I'm saying be rejoicing, be glad that we survived it all. See, man, it's a lot of stuff we can be angry about. There's a lot of stuff that we can be upset about. You understand? But the bottom line is, for so long, and you're right, people have been spoon-fed for such a long time. Let's even take this right now. People are thinking that everything is free, from health care. Everybody wants something for nothing, and that's not reality. You understand? Everything costs.
Yeah.
But if you spoon-feed a people in a nation in the world, having them thinking that you can just stick your hand out and something that's going to just drop from the sky, you understand? You got to earn it. It's always better when you earn it. Now, as far as the children, I'm going to show you how unique things are right now. Coach, I have ran right now with my show that's coming up the 22nd of this month. It's the first time in my broadcasting career I have ever went a three-part series. The most I ever did was two. Now, check the Supreme Mathematics, which is a part of sound therapy that I do.
Correct.
Coming up on my third and final of Mission Planet Earth, right? You know what I'll be speaking about? The following ones. In the parentheses, I'm speaking about the triune beings, which is three, right? See, there's three types of people that you see is when you look at our children. And I'm not going to give it all away because I want people to really, really tune in to what I'm going to drop. But I'm going to give you a little tidbit, a little backdrop of what you're about to hear. A lot of our children you see out there, even though they appear to be ours, they look like ours. Some of our mothers and fathers, as parents, we gave birth to nothing but straight-up incarnated devils. You understand? There's no excuse for a lot of them things that you see them out there doing. They haven't lived long enough to have that much heat and anger up in them. When you start killing babies, man, you start riding.
Wait a minute. Where's that start, Hooney?
Old children.
Where's that start, Hooney? Okay, you say that they gave birth to incarnated devils. You're saying that they didn't have a chance to be good by the time they were born out the womb? That's what you're saying?
Exactly.
What you're saying?
Some of these people that came into the world. Exactly. Some of these people who came into the world came by way of rape, man. They didn't come in this world. They don't know nothing about love. You understand? Some of these people came into this world violently.
Is that an excuse though for is that an excuse for trained attitude or inherent behaviors? You're saying the inherent behavior of a child, you know what I mean, you know, starts before they appear on this planet. I hear you, honey. I hear you. We're gonna go to the next track. But I hear you what you're saying. We're gonna talk to a whole lot of people. They can't wait to bite the bit on this one. But before I, play my track, I would say that there's no excuse for that either. Because once you get that so-called incarnated devil that you say that's going to come into the world, we still have a responsibility as a parent to change those behaviors. Now, I've seen a whole lot of kids were born out of incest and rape, and 25% of them become outstanding human beings and upright citizens. I'm telling you that the root of it is parenting. And then the subroot of it is the person who's bringing the child in the world. Now, you talk about rape and incest, okay. Well, we got a whole lot of people that weren't raped and incest, and they could be incarnated devils too because their parents wasn't right or situations that caused the baby to be, consummated and all that. Man, I can't wait to get to this one, man. Ooh, I can't wait to get these callers. Yeah, honey. I'm on you tonight. I'm on you tonight, man. Listen, we're going to fall back, and, we're going to get this, together, and let's go to another track, baby.
Flex.
messing with your crew, looking sweet enough to chew with them St. Eyes like the brew. Rough neck mannerism, fly disposition. Get off like channels, walk me like Madison. My mission is getting into you like a religion. My woman's intuition tells me Cupid's arrow fitting. You're that prince with the glass slipper that my foot are fitting. This feeling that I have is never ending. I'm sending my love like to lay up in the box with the bow up on the top. Cause for you I got the hot so. Please accept these words that I possess. I'm like a damsel in distress in pursuit of happiness, I confess. The globe by the mills, but still I picked you like a daffodil. Cause you draw me like magnetic fields that give my body chills. Preserve my chocolate pies and it's a thrill. I'm saying that when you sway my way, I get the sudden rush that entices me not to keep it on the hush hush. Boy times girl times lust equals us, and you can count on that like you would an abacus. So bust the equation, baby, cause I'm facing the fact that I only think of you on two occasions. But I'm a max once I get this off my chest, and just let nature do the rest. I confess. For the duration, engage in electric relaxation. Build a conversation, probe your intellect. Put your manhood to the test, but not just the physical. The individual is what I'm after. Your heart I want to capture. I'm open like a space that NASA explores. Truly do it though. Every little move you make it move. My world is formed, but I could go on and on throwing hints that I'm the chick you should be celebrating life with. So instead I felt it best if I just stood and represented in the flesh that I confess.
We back. You know what I'm saying? You know, Coach, you know, I'm the Coach Gibson right here on the Coach's Corner. And, of course, with Hall of Famer, you know what I mean, two times, the International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Lekone Bakatun, right here for the class of 2022. We will take our caller, and we'll go right back to our conversation. It's a forum. Call number one, you're live right now with Coach.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street, Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming out here saluting to the Coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got to blow the whistle. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing flagrant fouls, aggressiveness. Was good. But what I wanted to say, what I wanted to say, though, real quick, though, Coach, this is what I want to say. I'm going to say it to you like this, man. The presidency and all that, man, I'm going to give it to you like this. NFC, AFC, Super Bowl. Boom, end of story. You know what I mean? Where's like that? Where's this? Check this out. Not only that, if either you're going to sit in the arena and watch the sport, or you're not going to watch the sport, you turn the channel, watch another sport. You understand? Because the whole thing about this is, people, we have to understand that this country, it's established upon evil. You know what I'm saying? Where the best thing to do, and according to the scriptures, is to migrate from the evil. You know what I mean? You don't complain about what's going on here. You just bounce. You get the jetpacks. You know what I mean? Furthermore, we all spend weeks at a time, months at a time, complaining about what it is these people are, who these people are, how evil these people are. You know what I'm saying? Where it's clearly who they are. So guess what, people? This is what we do. We take the narrow path as it was instructed. We migrate from the evil, because you will be asked on the day of judgment, was this earth not spacious enough for you? Where you ain't going to have that. When you be asked, why you was doing this? What was this happening this? Oh, well, I'm from this neighborhood, and I'm overwhelmed with the things that happens around here. So I can't, I have no choice but to fall victim to it. You see what I'm saying? Where don't self-victimize yourself out here, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we tackle politicians. Check your satellites.
Oh, no. We already checked it. You want to stay right here.
We ain't going to
Coach, go ahead and talk, Coach. Go ahead, Coach.
All right, so I hear you saying about, first of all, let's join get out the ballpark and all that. But, like, I don't understand how you mean get out the ballpark, and we all live in the ballpark. Like, what do you mean get out the ballpark? Are you being mentally
checked
out?
This is what I mean,
out,
brother.
Or physically check out? Because I'm trying to figure out where you're going with it. Because we can't do
so
either.
So let me tell you where I'm going at, brother. So what I'm going at is this. Because if you're a melanated person, right, you should want to get in tune with you, if y'all still saw about 400 years of slavery, right? That shit over. So get in tune with what happened before that. You know what I'm saying? Where get back in tune with that. Where this is the result of the slavery, but y'all complaining about it. This is the results of it, because we not supposed to be living like this. This not our culture. This not even our language that we speaking right here.
Understandably.
So that's what I'm saying.
Understandably so, but we live in a westernized civilization, okay, bro. We don't live in Africa. We don't live in, you
and
know
guess
what I'm
what?
Saying?
The curse for the melanated people
most people
is captivity.
And foresight. The only thing they
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Speak for yourself. I do live in Africa. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all too busy trying to disconnect yourself with the roots of Africa. That's your problem.
I agree to disagree. Let me tell you why. I hear everything you're saying. How many times have you tried this? The same act. It don't work. And I mean,
all right,
by,
hold on.
Peaceful protests. I mean, all that goofy stuff. I mean, you know.
Okay,
hey,
wait a minute.
Right,
wait a minute.
Now, talking
live
about politics.
We live in row homes.
Or Democrats. You politics. You protesting against Democrats.
I'm protesting against politics.
Hold on. Let's let Honey Bakatoon talk about this one right here. Let's let Honey Bakatoon get into it. We'll take another call. I told you it's a forum, y'all. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to be on this radio. This is how the Coach's Corner is. You know what I'm saying? It's a beauty shop, barbershop experience. Go ahead, Honey Bakatoon. What you got to say about what Clev said?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Stop complaining about 400
hey,
years
up?
Of slavery.
Hey, what's up, nephew? And for the record, not this ain't directly you, nephew, but for anyone who's saying, when I mention it, I'm just speaking about biblical prophecy, y'all. And for those, because more people who got faith, they're either going to be faith in a so-called black Jew, or they're going to be a black Christian or a black Muslim, so they say, when I speak about our people. And when I speak about our people rejoicing and being glad, I'm speaking about the Israel or Revelation where it says, come out of her, my people, meaning come out of that mindset that we have pretty much inherited by being in bondage for such a long time. What I was speaking about earlier, rejoice and be glad for the fact that we're still here. We survived it all. That's what I'm talking about. And you got a lot of people who haven't went through that. So you got a lot of people who's used to living a privileged life. They ain't the ones that's going to catch hell. You understand? And this is what I'm talking about. And according to those who are faith-based, it says after that 400-year bondage, you're going to come out with great substance. That's why I keep reiterating it. And the reason why it hasn't worked yet is because most people who are faith-based don't even believe it themselves. They still believe in the Europeanized concept when it comes to religion. You understand? And by the virtue of the fact, and a lot of the preachers, teachers, imams, rabbis, whatever you want to call themselves, they don't know. So let alone their congregation can't know because they're looking at a leadership that don't even believe it because they don't apply those principles and make it theirs. When you look
wait,
at
let me ask you a question,
a biblical concept, hear me out,
What I'm saying is, what should we know then? What do you know that we should know?
You should know that biblical biblical Quranic concept was speaking about us, but the way that it's taught, because we don't control it no longer, most people think it applies to either European or some Euro Arab, and that's just not the truth. That's why they have took all the things that spoke about according to the scriptures, all of the gold, all of the diamonds, all of the riches, including that oil that is sucking out of Mother Earth, belong to our people first. So, again, you can't get your inheritance if you don't think that you're the people of the scriptures. You understand?
You got to go to Africa to get all everything that's that's valuable out here. You got to go to Africa to go get it, including this Jetsons technology that we on right now.
Exactly. But what I'm saying,
y'all want to stay. See, listen. This the United States. You know what happened? They wanted to make this the second Europe. That's all that was. So this is their little vacation homes from Europe. This is their vacation land from Europe. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is. What happens is they established it, you know what I mean, as a second Europe. Because guess all the United States, this, you know, the language that we speak here, the main language that we speak is English. Where is this? If you complaining about slavery and 400 years of this and all that, then find your language that you're supposed to be talking first before you understand how you understanding things and how you reading them. Know that you reading things from a language you shouldn't even be speaking because this is a made-up language. Comes from Greek, Latin, and you know I mean, all that. Then turn into old French, old English, and now it's English. That's five different stages of a put-together language that you speak. But, you know what I'm saying? So you're not in tune with the sand languages, the original civilization in which we come from, sand. That's why we speak sand language, sand, and read sand script, because we from the desert, from camels. You know what I'm saying? We wear camels. We ride camels, you know what I mean? In the desert and all that. You see, you know what I mean? Building pyramids and all that.
Now, Huni, you speak different languages, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you've been a studier of all type of scriptures, and you speak, you know, four different languages. How do you rebuttal off what Clev just said?
That's why he know how would he know.
I totally agree. And this is what, for 37 years, I have always encouraged people, and I still do it now. I say you got to go beyond what they have given us in the form of their interpretation. You got to go beyond it. The same way that people can get a dictionary, Old Western, the same way they can be Western, all the things that we was taught in public school, right? They never include when they gave us, well, most of our people, when they gave our people the Torah, the Bible, and even El Quran, they never encouraged them to study the languages that came with it. Because if they studied the languages, they will start to be able to see certain things. Even when you look at certain names. When you look at the certain names like Ham and Abraham and all these people, these are attributes. These are titles. You understand? And when you start to understand Abraham being the father of many languages, or the father of many nations, right? When you start to look at those languages, it's going to describe a certain people. You understand? Even the name Adam. Adam is speaking about a ruddy, reddish-brown person. And that's where they hear the secrets at, but they never encouraged that. because they encourage that, people are going to start to see themselves. And it won't depend on Hollywood. See, our people became so dependent in thinking other people are going to teach them the truth, and they're just not going to do that. You got a lot of people still expecting other people to give them something. You can't, you know, it's, people can't give you anything. You got to take it back. For 37 years, including tonight, I have always said, you got to take it back. The same way they took the riches and stuff out of our motherland, including right here in America, you got to take it back.
Thank
you,
you
think that they're going to give all of these riches on this planet Earth up without a fight, then you ain't ready. Like I said earlier, you got a lot of people crying over the passing of the queen, right? Do you know how much riches Britain and all that stuff took out of the continent of Africa? All of those artifacts of the ancestors? They took it back. They took it. They didn't ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, you know what? Hold on before you get into your soapbox, Sonya. Hold on, honey. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get some callers on here. You know what I'm saying? You know, Coach, I get these callers on. Carla, number two. You're live with the Coach's Corner tonight.
Hey. Carla, chill.
Carla?
How y'all doing tonight? This is Angela. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great conversation. Well, God, great conversation. I'm enjoying it. I'm doing great. Huni Bakatun be on it. Be on it. But I'm enjoying this tonight. Claire One be on it too. This is a great conversation. How you doing?
Okay. Oh man, I'm hanging in there. We try to figure out, you know, what's going on here, right? You know, do you agree with you know, what's going on in this country with how the, you know, the Democrats is running into the ground? I mean, you know, yeah, opinion on it. I mean, because that's the only thing I see. I don't really see too much else. I mean, we all know the Republicans are warped. I mean, they all warped, but these people that's running it now, like, it's really. They out of pocket.
Yeah, Angie. Why don't you talk about that, Angie? You in there.
So my thing is, we all say that we don't like how stuff is being ran. We don't like what's going on. We don't like what we see. So when you don't like something, you have to do something about it. So the question we all need to be asking ourselves, are we being that change that we desire to see? That's what we need to be asking ourselves. What are we doing individually? What are we doing to make a difference? What are we doing to impact? What are we doing to educate our people? Because a lot of us are getting a lot of knowledge. We're getting a lot of information. We're getting a lot of stuff. But what are we doing with all this stuff that we're gaining? Or are we giving it back to our communities? Or are we uplifting somebody? Are we helping pull somebody out of the mud? What are we doing? These are questions that we got to be asking. Yeah, I get all of what Huni said, and we're supposed to. When are we gonna start taking back?
I mean,
you know, we
got some bullets now, though. Literally,
come on, talk about it, Coach. Yeah, Coach, just tell her.
So I hear all that community activist rap. I mean, no disrespect to how I worded it, but we ducking bullets, live ones, live rounds flying. There's people that you go to the store, you can get carjacked. That's not just all because just by plan. This is the design. It all started with this playing around with the COVID stuff. Now they got us in. They got us through their voice.
Trying to say, you saying, yeah, what are we doing to try to help? Man, it's bad enough to try to go to school.
Hold on. Get close to the mic, Coach. Uh-oh. Come on, Coach. Get close to the mic. We don't hear what you have.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, Coach, you get close to the mic, Coach. All right, go ahead, Angie.
I just want to he was getting into the activist stuff. I did all that. So when we come to talk about all these different laws and stuff that's being passed, okay, so I'm here in Georgia right now. So you got a governor that is allowing any and everybody to get guns and carry guns and do whatever they want. You can be a felon. You can be whatever. You can get a gun. This is what's happening. So we don't need that. So now what we do? We got to get him out of office. You can't keep allowing people that are not being productive and doing stuff that you want to see going on in your community. So if they're not doing what you need to, get them out. And enough of us got to stand together, and enough of us got to come together and be like, okay, we're not taking this no more. We're not doing this no more. That's what we got to do, and we got to stop talking about it. And we've been saying this. Tony been saying it for 37 years, and I've been saying it for the last six, and I'm not going to stop saying it. Get up off your butt and do something. You want to see change? Be the change that you want to see. Change is not going to come about until you be that change. And we can talk until we purple, blue, green, orange, white, whatever color we want to turn. But until you do something, it's going to continue to be the same.
I agree with Angie.
God almighty.
I agree with Angie. Hold on a second. Because I tried to do something in the last election, and things happened to where we got this crap we got down.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, hold on, Club. You know, I tried to do something. I voted, you know, the president that was did not get in should have got in, and we was getting money out of this community. Go ahead, Club. Yeah.
I'm gonna say this right. First of all, this is no salvation, no kumbaya, no activist, nothing. Where this is just being understanding and being aware that these people who run this country, this is their lottery. This is their casino here. You know what I'm saying? Where if you don't like how their casino is ran, don't play in their casino. It's that simple. If you want to talk politics, then let's talk economics along with it. Where I'm from the streets, you can't hustle on this block. You go to the next block. You know what I'm saying? And if it's that much trouble, where it's that detrimental to you to go to the next block, you move a nigga out the way. Either you detach yourself away from it, or you move it out your way.
So you're saying, what are you saying? When you say that, what you're saying? Cause
what I'm saying is.
But you saying basically cause more harm and detriment to each other. Or you saying...
No, I ain't say that. I ain't say that. If you understood that way, you're not listening, brother. Because I ain't say none of them words. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is... What I'm saying to you is this. I'm going to say it again, but a different way so you can hear it this time. What I'm saying to you is this. We're paying attention to what's happening, to what they're doing to this country. While they're destroying it, you know what I'm saying, it's been destroyed. It was destroyed, you know what I'm saying, for a long time, right? And people got hurt upon this land being destroyed. You know what I'm saying? People got hurt. People got tortured. People got raped. People got pillaged. People got all types of things. But these people who all these things happened to, this was the decree of who created them. This was destined for them. This was decreed. This was a hand of evil that was decreed for them for their disbelief. So all of this is about your disbelief. The war is between belief and disbelief. Not this group of people, those group of people. We all, especially when you still chasing all the same things. Along the everything that they wave around, you chasing it.
Wait a minute, I gotta go there. Do you believe what, you know, do you agree with Huey Bakatun, what he said about, you know what I mean, the baby's already cursed when it came in the world? You know what I'm saying? You know, this is Coach's
corner.
What's going down?
I'll comment on that one. I heard what Unc said about, you know, some of the people who came in the world violently. Meaning this, you got to understand that this a lot of people, unfortunately, came in this world as an act of fornication. Verily, if you are familiar with the scriptures, fornicating and adultery and all these things are some of the major sins where people practice this in a normality,
mm-hmm.
where they
mm-hmm.
don't even pay attention to it, and then they wonder.
I like that. You know what I mean?
They wonder why calamities fall upon them. They wonder why mm-hmm. things they're restricted from things. Because you practice things mm-hmm. that you're not supposed to practice at a normalities rate, you know what I'm saying? And you don't even seek any repentance or forgiveness for these things. And you keep piling them. You know what I'm
but
saying?
The ones that's doing all that is
the ones that's complaining. Because I'm saying?
Listen, I got to go there. I got to go there with you, right? That's what I said in the beginning of this show. and we're going to go to another track real quick. And I want everybody that's on this forum to stay right here on this forum because we're getting it real hot and heavy. But, you know, what Clev just said is real. And, you know, but I go back to what I said earlier. Effective parenting will give you what you need, okay, if you are an effective adult. Adulting is very important, putting yourself in situations. You know you weren't supposed to have that baby. And I'm going to tell you some, all you guys out there, I know they're going to get mad at me when I say this. You know what I mean? You got a lot of baby killers out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, this abortion rule, blah, 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 really was, you know, meant for, you know, I hate to say it, you know, to control and make sure that the population of the white race is to continue. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of these white women, you know, out there just popping abortion like pills. And then you got people in other communities feel that, okay, you know what, let me take that that plan B. You know what I mean? You know, I know I did this thing this night and at a party this time. I popped a couple of bottles and all that. I smoked some weed, and I, you know, now I'm pregnant. So now we don't even respect life. An effective adult would never do that to a child. Yep, I said it.
When they bump it in the juice, it's going to rock right.
True.
In the streets, it's going to rock right.
True.
At a show, it's going to rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they bump it in the juice, it's going to rock right.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illidale side. Live like my 93 shit funk vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like Sick with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rapped way back at the plat with super bad disco. Used to do defeat the Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend, ho. You remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect, go to a vet money. SK, Miz on pause delay. You see Jewel B rock ride the cross fade. Breeze from the bottom, discombobble belay. Sharon was the break if you was digging in the crate.
When they bump it in the juice, it's gonna rock right.
True.
In the streets, it's gonna rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gonna rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they bump it in the juice, it's gonna rock right.
Be making cruise pop. Divine beings got the true sound in hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Mad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists, funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the next news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let it hit ya. Rubble town mixture. Murder with the hypnotic groove girl. Back to back. Ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact. Cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD. Where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar. Rock on, sex machine, gotta rock on. When the board tab, gotta rock on. EC the rock, need the rock on. And the task force need the rock on. And Destro need the rock on. And the Red Bull need the rock on. DJ Mark need the rock on. Rock the block, need the rock on. 100X need the rock on. Graham Squad need the rock on. BSB need the rock on. And the Bobby Dance need the rock on. And B-Force need the rock on. And Larry Ladd need the rock on. And LaVie need the rock on. Essential Elements need the rock on. Cash, money, rock on. Illidale Massive, rock on. Schoolie D need the rock on. Cosmic Kevs need the rock on. And Kobe Cove need the rock on. And the Roots need the rock on.
Need to
shit.
No.
So, fire. As we delve deeper,
we lie.
Society ills. what's going on out here.
All right. Well, thank you for jumping on. I thank you for all.
I'm inclined to say that.
Somebody's going to have a line right there. It's okay. Go ahead, Coach.
So as we delve deeper into this situation, I'm inclined to just, like, say that I understand, you know, everybody's opinion. I respect everybody's opinion. I just don't agree all the time. But I do agree with some of the stuff, but, like, I mean, some stuff just got to be realistic. Like,
what you talking about, Coach? What you mean, man? What you talking about, man? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Theologies of solutions to our problems that we face. And I'm picking the realistic aspect of that. It's get your kids. Because how's it coming out now? How if you look at life now, when you Google Gaga, right? After that, man,
wait a minute. I got what you said, and now I got to go to the next level. Man, Tiffany Haddish needs to watch those kids.
Oh, shit.
Real rap.
Tiffany Haddish, man, needs to stop, you know, feeling the bowels of the little boys. You know, years ago.
Yeah.
You know, unless it was a trap saying, hey, we're going to let you do this now. You got to do this video. So that way, if you step across the line.
No, you ain't on mute.
I said what I said. Listen. Stop feeling the balls, the little boys. Now let me tell you what I'm about to say. Set you on mute. You know, now you're on mute. Now listen here. Now was it a trap back in the day? Say, okay, I want you to get these kids. You and the gooey raccoon that is Airy Spears. The gooey, I call him the gooey raccoon. Okay. Now you guys get set up like, okay, you're gonna do this. Now if you step out of line, we're gonna throw this pass to you 8 years later. Right now, one of the most popular actresses and comedians of our time that came out of, you know, Dirt McGirt. Her name is Tiffany Haddish. Now of course Tiffany's from our hometown, Los Angeles. You know, a very popular young lady. You know what I mean? Very rambunctious and boisterous young lady. They'd be saying a whole lot of stuff. Well, you know what I mean? She out, always, you know, projecting herself as this powerful, strong black lady. But you're not Oprah. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to show you that you're not Oprah. And now, you know, now the DA of Los Angeles. I'm going to let Coach talk about this first. Let me go to – hold on. I'm going to go to Coach first, and then I'm going to go to Hooney and then Claire. I'm going to put Claire back on ice because Claire got a lot to say, right? Now you're about to be arrested for what you did 8 years ago. Coach, I brought it up, so what?
No, I mean it needs to be talked about. Personally, this is some type of ritual she's going through and all that goofy stuff. Because it's just amazing how all of a sudden it just come out. She did something to offend somebody. Because it's been out. So
8 years, sir.
She wanted to do something that she wasn't supposed to be doing to one of them elite people. And they jumped on her ass. What? I'm doing something. They jumped all over.
Right. All right, honey. Talk about it, man. That's your girl, Tiffany Haddish, man. You talk about it on your shows, man, how you like, you know, what she's doing for the community and all that. You know what I'm saying? Was she one of these incarnated women? Was she one of these incarnated racist bastards, man, to be feeling on people's balls? What's going on with that, honey? Talk to me.
Hey, the truth of the matter is, many people who play the game when it comes to fame, you know what happens, what a lot of people do in order for to get that fame, fam. So, yeah, a lot of people who thought that they was in, see, the bottom line is, you know, I don't care where you come from or how far that you go up that ladder, right? Like in the corporate world, to speak about hitting that glass ceiling, you will never be fully in. And if you do these, take these, you know, initiates and all this kind of stuff like that, and do stuff under the table so you can climb up that ladder, trust me, everything that you do, people are trying to do it now. They haven't made it to the so-called fame yet. Be careful of the steps that you take in order for to get there. Because if you do something underhanded, taking money, you understand, from sports, all of that, listening to the Magic Man closely. Everything is documented and accounted for. That's one thing is different from the digital age. I'm going to kind of twist it a little bit. Why do you think they're going from regular paper currency to digital currency? Because they can keep a track on everything that you do. They can keep a track on everything that you do. Did you know that the strippers in the strip clubs got barcodes right in between their butt now?
Understand? Oh, man.
When you take that credit card.
Wait. All you do is slide it through. All you do is slide that thing through.
Right. That's right. That means wifey or husband, because women do it too. They know what time.
Hey, man. How you know about that?
Hey, look. I talk to people. I'm a traveling man. I like to get in people's business. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Now I got to bring a club woman this one. Club, man. It's your turn, man. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Sliding through things, bro. What's going on with that, man? I don't know, man. This is a coach's show.
Check this out, man. We talking about Shorty Wild, Tiffany Haddish, right? Listen, man. Check this out. She claimed herself as a woman of God. Am I correct? So what happens is her lifestyle, this Hollywood lifestyle, is not for a woman of God. So that's how he removed it from her. There you have it. Bong.
Man.
Bong, that's it. If you're a woman of God, have you claimed, and you were truthful and honest about that, then this is what he removed out of your path, because this is evil for you.
When you go on people's shows who are champions, you got to watch yourself. You know, I saw Tiffany Haddish come on Corey Holcomb's 5150 Club 3 weeks ago, okay? And she was out there, you know what I mean, no makeup on, chilling, you know what I mean, sweatsuit on. You know, now you're in the hood, you're chilling, and you're letting your guard – you're not really letting your guard down, but, you know, her and Corey go way back when she was homeless, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When Corey was the toast of the town on Black Jesus. Yeah, I'm talking about it. Yeah, I'm saying it. Y'all know that you can't keep me quiet. I'm going to tell it to the cold.
She was trying to get
put
on. You tell them. Oh, she was trying to get put on.
Right.
Oh, tell them.
Right. She came from nowhere. Homeless person all the way. Bang. She said she's in the consciousness of American society. And many different times back in 2015, 16, I was like, yo, who the hell? And I told Huni Bakatun this when we first met in 17. I said, who the hell is Tiffany Haddish? Where she comes from with that mole on the side of her face that she needs to chop off? Who is this woman? And all of a sudden, she became on every movie, Netflix specials, you know what I'm saying, comedy shows, and all that, you know, at the Academy Awards, at the, at the Grammys. And this is Tiffany Haddish. Now, yesterday, this come out to where now the Los Angeles Police Department, you know what I mean?
All stars is lit up on GTA or Tiffany Haddish, y'all. All right, go ahead.
You stupid. Now, you start your mess, huh? You know what I mean? Shout out to, Fitzwilliam. My point is that when you have this type of situation happen, right, going back to what Huni Bakatun said, people that do these things or do these things to children. Hey, Huni, I have a question for you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on, Huni. Okay. Is Tiffany Haddish one of those incarnated devils that was born?
Bam.
Okay, let me clear something up so people, because a lot of stuff what I speak is really for the faith-based people. It's like, it's one of those things, one of the books I put out called Hidden in Plain Sight. All you have to do is go to the Torah or the Bible and you open up the sheets of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. It said, I will put enmity, right, which is a little catch word for not really hatred, but jealousy.
That means he gonna put the iron press
right,
on you.
Right, and hostility, and hostility is really what it is between the. It says your seed, which speak about the serpent man, right? Between your seed and her seed, talking about Eve, even though that wasn't the beginning of creation, but for a lot of people who think that it was, I try to make stuff familiar with what they're familiar with, So it's right there. It's telling you the woman is going to have children, as well as the one they call Satan or the devil. He's also going to have children as well. So Magic Man is not saying anything than what their scriptures, be it Torah, Bible, or Quran, has been saying the whole
okay.
time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all I know is this, right?
It's all in there.
Right?
It's all in there.
Hold on now. Okay, it's Plago. It's all in there. But how about this one? You said that Satan or the evil one or the black man, the black man underneath. Hold on. Can have children. But I know, Huni, you talk about this all the time, that the life well is the woman, right? Didn't you say that many times in your show?
God has children. God has children of the glory. God has children. So you better know that the devil has children.
Wait, hold on a second. Shut up, man. Shut your satellite. My point is that when Huni Bakatoon, you saying that, you know, hold on, I got it. Is the devil the woman? Is the devil the woman, Huni Bakatoon? I let that rest right there. Hold on, Clev. Is the devil the woman? And I'm going to let Coach talk about that after you talk about it.
No, of course the devil is not the woman, but the devil can be one. See, first of all, you're talking about a spirit here. You're talking about a spirit that can incarnate whether you're masculine or feminine.
Shapeshifter.
You understand? So that could be either or.
Coach,
no, it's not
please come on and talk right now.
Hold on.
I want Coach to talk about this one. Coach, did you hear what Huni Bakatoon and Clev One is doing right here on the Coach's Corner? I like this. I like starting trouble.
What?
Hey, Coach, you better be there, Coach. Coach, don't fall out of the spirit now. You know what I mean? Do you understand? Don't fall out the spirit, Coach. I want to hear you, man. What's going on?
I'm just listening, you know, candidly about
this.
Hell no.
I want you to speak. This is your show. You hear Huni Bakatoon. Hey, you know. Let me go there to Huni Bakatoon. I'm going to talk like Clev and Huni Bakatoon before you come on. Hold on, Coach. I got you, Coach. Shut up. This is the Magic Man, and I want to tell you right now that the devil can have kids, too. The devil can have kids right here before you, right here on this WBN station. And not only that, the womb is diseased by, you know, the devil that could be turned to a woman. And I'm telling you right now, in my fourth investment that will come in next year on a February night, then I will let you know that the woman can be a devil. And stay tuned to the next investment. And, hey, Clark, how you feel about that?
Yo, listen. Listen, Coach. You know, I was right there with Huni Bakatoon, man. You know what I mean? I was up on the roof, man. I almost fell out with the satellite, but I caught myself, man, before I fell over the roof, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think that Huni Bakatoon on a real tip, man. He's drinking Moscato, you know what I'm saying, in a brown paper bag. And now back to Coach, man. What you got to say about that, Coach, man? Shut your satellite.
All right. I care.
How you feel about that, Coach?
Man, listen, I'm telling you what's going on. It's all out.
Come on, Coach, man. Let us have it, Coach. We waiting, Coach, man. You got to give it to us, man. What's happening out here, brother?
All right, look, if y'all see what's going on, it's all out assault on us as melanated people, regardless of what status.
There you go.
Talk
physical, man. You know what I mean? Talk to them physical, man. Not that spiritual shit.
To a certain level, even if you get to a certain level, within the realms of entertainment, they coming for you if you don't keep playing their game.
Truth.
So if you don't come in,
not only that though, man. Let me go back to some playing of games. You know what I'm saying? You know what they did to our brother Cat Wayne.
That's the devil. That's the hands of the evil that's gonna come after you when you know what I'm saying, when you call an evil on yourself. That's how they come. Them people are coming for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Clive. I'm saying it right now. Y'all know the hip of me. I'm from the streets. Man, hold up, man. Hold up, Clev. It's Clev.
Business, man, all the way. Man, Tarzan.
Hey, Clev. It's, 51
Clev,
it's
Street
Clev,
Corner
man.
Languages, man. 51 Street
hey,
Corner
Clev.
Languages, man.
Hey, Clev. It's Clev. Before I take the next caller, Clev.
I'm telling you right now, y'all. Hey, Coach, man. I want to hear more of you, man. Only about the two, man. Shut up, man. Shut up with that stuff, bro. You're going to bring scriptures up in here, man. You ain't did the gloss book of Hooney yet on the radio with WPNN, man. You ain't Hooney about the two.
Check
your satellite.
Man. We got bricks and sticks, man. Come on with this, man. We got bricks and sticks
Hold
out
on.
Here.
Let's bring on the next caller, y'all. Caller, you right now with Clev One. You right now with Hooney Bakatoon and Coach. It's all Coach's fault, and he should be ashamed of himself because he knows better.
Caller,
you there? Yeah. All right, caller. There we go.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
You can hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Hey. Yeah. I didn't even hear unmute. Okay. How y'all doing? It's Dolly on the coast. Hey, all my fellows, I love y'all. One love. I don't even know where to begin now. Y'all had me on the face until Hooney Bakatoon had me open up my Bible. Oh, no. Nah,
this is Hooney Bakatoon right here. We want you to know, let you know that the woman is a devil, and the woman also had children of the corn, and Nicole Williams, the woman is a devil. Can you talk about that right now before I go to my next offense?
No. I'm gonna back you up right here because I had notes on that same scripture. Okay. All right, brother. So when Hooney Bakatoon talk about the end between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head and you will strike his heel, right?
Exactly.
Everything
yeah,
he was
yeah,
saying.
I like that.
The head. What's in the head? Even with Clever One, what's in the head? The mind. And think about
it's
it. Because the woman's offspring. If they angels, if the devil was a fallen angel, he's the devil.
Yeah.
He's planting a seed is something you plant. So he's planting all these evil, demonic things in these people, right? And then so he's and then she think about it. She's smarter than him because a snake doesn't have a heel.
Yo, you say you just play that one right here. Hold on. Just play that one right now. Hold on, Nicole. Just play that one right here. You saying to me right now, you know what I'm saying, from the gate, you know what I'm saying, you got to check your cell like.
Woman of God.
Hey, yo, we checking satellites out here, yo, man. Shout out to Nicole, man, you know what I'm saying, she coming through, man. She heard them joints, man. She heard the radar system, man. We checking satellites out here.
What? And I got something for brother. Yes.
Woman of God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Taking notes, I want you to look up this word. Okay, it's called Zera. That's Zin Raha Zera. And that Zera, that seed, is a sperm. Keep in mind now. Go back and see it. That's the sperm of a man.
Mm-hmm. Of a man.
A lot of people think it. That's right. So the kid, why do you think the Torah describe that Shaitan being as a he and a him.
Hold on, Uncle. This answer, Thomas Smith. How y'all doing? I say, you're not talking about life. You're not talking about life here. L. L's for losing. L, because black folk are losing. I. It's for me. Because I'm the best host on this network. I. F. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say F you. But all you guys are talking F tonight. You're not talking spirit. You know what I mean? I'm a queen collaborator. Laborator. I don't know what you're talking about right now. E. E for everybody. And I'm going to try to bring on Angela Thomas Smith right now. And you know, I am Angela Thomas Smith. But I'm going to talk about Angela Thomas Smith. Angela Thomas Smith, you there? It's about life. It's about life, y'all.
Look, I had to check my satellite and see if I was still here. You funny, brother. You are so funny. I'm enjoying that. On some real.
Listen, hey coach, hey coach. Listen, I go with coach. Yo, y'all, what the hell y'all doing? What y'all talking about? Like y'all come on my show doing this? You know what I mean? I had a whole subject. Y'all just turned my subject. You know I'm a Rams fan. You know I want a game on. How y'all doing this, man? Go ahead, coach. Tell him, coach.
Listen. Like we all are. But it's a lot of nonsense that's going on in this world that we keep calling. We fall for, like, all right, then. They keep talking about the mark of the beast. Well, talking on them. So we keep participating in everything that's going on. We're talking on them.
You starting your mess right now, man? You know what I mean? You trying to make me lose my FCC license?
Talking on them. I ain't trying to make you lose, okay. Being real. We're talking on them. All our information, everything. And then the thing about it is we pass it on to our children because, oh, I'm tired of hearing her. First thing they do, give them a that phone.
Mm. No, you didn't. Hold on, coach, man. I don't like what you're talking about right now, man, because, you know, in my last book of Hooney, man, I wasn't trying to do this until, like, November. I'm talking about the Mouth of the Beast. And, you know, all you folks out there know, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. I'm going to aware you. Like your mama and dad, I wear them. On November the 18th, man, I'm going to talk about the Mouth of the Beast that Justin did not talk about. The Mouth of the Beast, man, is to me, I met a beast out there, man. Her name is Priscilla. And I was in Nashville driving my car, and I didn't understand, man. She got in the car, and she said, blah, 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 blah. And I said, wait a minute, man. I'm Honey Bakatoon. You can't talk to me like that. And I'll be back with you after I kick you out of this Uber in my next advancement. And now we're going to another track right now, and all the people will be right here. The Brat, y'all. The Brat, y'all.
Amen.
Till the break of your spine. When I'm taking your mind to the next level, lyrically my specimen is hard for you to see or examine. I dig it. I contaminate the 2-inch tape. Send to me your MIPH state. Stimulate the MIC ministry. Enemies who enter my chemistry can't cope. I'm dope like crap. What I wrote broke your back. So what's the cerebral attack? Bahamas, where you at? When we're coming live from the area 215, the land of the master plan, with the brother scammer canals. Well, it's the contraband clan. I'm hailing from the brotherly land. I stand sharp. It started off again as a part, expanded years, and grew into career. Competition, what? Fuck them, I cut them like shears. It's the unrehabilitatable and frustratable. I got to get mine, and that's non-negotiable. So put me on like Donna Caron, and come on.
When I'm on raps on the track, kids be like, who that? Sugar be getting over with the foreign format. The competition better be easing back. Like receding hairlines on they pops when I drops. Dialect perfected with two lines connected. My life is in my records like a CPR remessage. Phone provides my rhymes with a mouth suppressant. Injected like morphine, bleach lines. DNA seems to come off like silk screen on tank tops. I rank top notch and make black vinyl turn butterscotch and coloration for my creations. Captivating on C level, my rich stays real if it's E level to you.
Your style is like that of the La Costa Nostra. In between my pelvic and my belt, a time to holster. Moster, y'all niggas with your legislation. Revoke your recitation and continue with my recitation. Fuck other opinions in my dominion. Dethroned as a king from Illidale, from not Virginian. Icons, I would just strangle just like a python. You're less than shit. I leave you desolate like Saigon. M to the ill. I show the skill if your girl cool. She thinks she need to do some ass and chill. A rebel with the trouble like my man Bobby Hill. Or like the youngsters in Gangstar. I got the mass appeal. I spill words, vanilla blur, still splurge. What's up the PR star, snooker in the merge. Come up to the surface, the one to get submerged. To go below, because my flow got the urge. Now we can talk with tongues and spark with the guns. However you want it, Allah protects me when confronted. In duck season with all these quacks, they get hunted. If your ass was a field goal, well then I punt it. I drop topics all on your optics. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi was sullen with sell of the prophets. Yeah, the Bobby, but not Lorraine, you feel the pain still. From 68 Fab, the West Oak Lane fills. Rick Cosby, Kevin Rand, that's my man. Styles, I got seven MPBs and bam, bam. My lyric quota, because the soda across the water. And all the voters, even up in Minnesota. Since the roots put me on, I remain calm, but stand strong. From 215, it's the John.
Philly Live, y'all. It's Oleski on the wheels of steel, y'all. Muhammad D is the one. Shout out to West Oak Lane, Mount Airy, Logan, Southwest, and West Philly. You know what time it is. Go back to the essence I'm from. You know that. Hub City. Shout out to Rosecrans and Kemp Ave. You know what time it is. 144 and Boulevard, Compton. Yeah. Yeah. And you don't stop. Yeah. Never seen a DJ like me, baby. Oleski, and this is my voice, y'all. You don't stop.
Shout out to the family, man, you know what I'm saying? All my Fifth Dynasty fans, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All the 215th, you know what I mean?
Listen, man, listen, you know, no coaches for the 215th, you know what I'm saying? We got another call on the line. You know what I mean? Trying to get theirs, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm trying to get mine. And now, Coach, you got to introduce the show to this caller who just came on. And she don't know what's going on. But before I bring her on, this young lady, y'all, yes, y'all, you don't stop, right? Is a proud new mother, y'all. And she's part of our network, man. Let's bring on the wonderful woman that brought a cancer in the world. Yes, right, cancer's in the house. You know what I'm saying? Jezza Samaris Kemp.
Hello, good evening, everyone. I'm just calling in to show my support while I have a little bit of downtime. Just literally joined on, so I'm not sure what the segment is tonight, but it's always a pleasure whenever you could pay respect and homage to other hosts and creatives that are down here holding it down and putting out good content and vibes on the airwaves.
Wait a minute, Genesis.
Yeah.
Coach, get a chance to talk. You know what I mean? Huey Pocatoon said, man, that women bring the devil in the world, man. The woman's a devil seed, man. That's what Huey Pocatoon said.
Devil is a lie because I don't think I consider myself no devil. And I know my daughter is not a devil. So I'm going to have to really respectfully disagree with Huey Pocatoon on that.
Hey, woman of God. First of all, congratulations. And that's something that Huey Pocatoon would never say. What I was saying, according to the scriptures, is the same way that most people consider the devil, right? And they're thinking he's a snake. No. The devil is a man. That's why he always is described as a he. That can be a she, okay? And this is why, man, this three-part series. So, no, I never said that. What I'm saying is a lot of people don't realize the same way we was taught that Eve would have children, they was never taught that the devil and his kind will also have children. And they have been breeding, and we have been crossbreeding with each other, and a lot of people don't even know it. That's why it's very important to know who and where you, what you are and where you come from. It's very, very important. And especially here
some of us are decreed for the fire, people. Some of us are destined for the fire. I'm sorry.
Right.
Hold on, coach. Let you ain't listening to nothing. Tell Genesis Mars Kemp about how your show really started. You know what I mean? Before Club One came out and checked satellites, when Willie Bacatoon said that, you know, the evil breed is the women, you know, the girl Ansel talks about life. She's talking about life, y'all. Y'all not putting no life on this show, man. No, Angie, man. Y'all ain't right.
Coach's Corner is a forum about, you know, society and what goes on, good, bad, or indifferent. And we have a forum where it's though we just call in so they can get across about how they feel.
Okay. This is Genesis and Morris Kemp. And you know, I'm all about God. I'm all about God. I just had a baby. You're not going to trust me at all. Not tonight. I met the Lord. And my baby is not from the devil, honey. Not from the devil, okay? Because I'm a linguistic master. I'm from Houston, Texas. And let me let you know about what God can do. Honey, I hear what you're saying. And I'm glad you cleared it up because I was going to get you definitely on my new, you know, my wonderful podcast, Gems by Genesis Mars Kemp. Club One, I want you to check your satellites, okay, because I've been checking your satellites. Me and my new baby. My baby told me that Clef is, you know, I'm going to check your satellites.
Wait a minute. Genesis Mars Kemp, this is Club One. This is Club One. I mean, shout out to your baby already, man. She was just born in July, man. Man, I'm going to tell all the little babies out there right now, man, that don't even can't speak for themselves, man. Check your satellites.
I'm fried.
Yes, it is a blessing. And the reason why I say that was because my daughter came 3 weeks early, you know, unexpected because she was due in August. You know, shout out to Team Leo because her mama is a Leo. And you know what I tell people, like, when I stepped into this motherhood journey, it, like, you really appreciate life whenever life is birthed in and through you. Like, you don't really understand the meaning of life until you feel those kicks. You feel the punches and the heartbeat and all of that. So now that I'm a mother, like, I'm telling people, like, I am really half holy, half hood. The Lord has helped me because I will tear somebody's face of my child. Like.
Wait a minute now, daughter, don't do that now. You're a woman of God now. Don't tear no faces off, man. This is Coach's Corner. If you tear faces off, you'll be a goner. And check me out on my next advancement, man. I've been doing advancements for a long time, man, over 37 years. And with WVNM, man, don't mean nothing to me, man. I've been here 5 years. I don't mean my ministry. My ministry is to check satellites like Claire Warren and be a coach like Derek Gibson. And it's about life like Angela Thomas Smith. And I'll be back again for another advancement.
You crazy. Hey, and congratulations. For a lot of people who think that, you know, Hoonie done lost his mind, again, it's been hidden in plain sight. It was there all along. And I don't know if the woman of God, Nicole, is still there.
Yes.
The way I was breaking things down. But you're much better reader than I am. If you don't mind, go to Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu is Hebrew for saying Isaiah. Go to the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 14, verse 12, and read it. And you'll see when it speaks about the fall, it's going to describe the devil as being the son of somebody. Okay? And
This is the call. I was eating the Frankfurter when you was talking to me. And Frankfurter's a real good in New York. I loved you. You know what I mean? This is Laurier. Yeah, and I want everybody to know they're coming out of Charlotte. Yeah. You know, coming out of Charlotte, you know, just let us know what you do. Because we women of preparation. Yeah. That's it. This your lady, Laurier.
But it's there the whole time. And this is why the whole world has been in a state of confusion for such a long time, because they don't realize that the devil and his kind has been incarnated and giving birth to children.
Mm-hmm.
Tony?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
you know
yes.
What?
This is Chichilla Jonicia, commissioner of this network. I just joined in, and I don't understand what's going on, but I know this. I have a show called News Forum that I don't really care about none of your shows. Let's go into News Forum on Sunday. I'll be talking about incarcerations and lacerations of the black people. You have been lacerated, become incarcerated. And I am your host, Chinchilla J, right here for all of you to be. And now I'll be on the commissioner, Chinchilla J. She can't fall right now. She's driving. I got a good. Listen, guys, I want to say to all you guys, you know, Jezza Mars Camp, first of all, congratulations on the wonderful birth of your beautiful daughter.
Thanks.
You know, you mean a lot to us. We miss you. And for you to call in tonight, just to call in to hear my madness, because I'm not right in the mind, and that's why I'm able to, you know, to be able to provost to all you guys to have a little bit of fun on Coach's show, and Coach allows me, and I love Coach for that. We want to thank you for just taking the time out to, you know, to call in, you know, right now in your convalescence.
Thank you so much, y'all, and I'll be back, and once I'm back, I'll be bringing the heat. But the last thing that I want to say is to Hooney, if I can, and Coach. So one thing I want to say, like, I think we need to stop giving the devil so much credit, because every time we give the devil more credit than we give God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, Elohim, we are putting the devil on a pedestal. We need to stomp on the devil's head, and we need to stop giving him so much weight and so much clout, because if we're praising the devil more than we're praising God, what is that saying about us? Because sometimes, like, we as believers, sometimes we'll be like, oh, you know, there goes the devil again or whatnot. But every time we say something like that, it's like giving him like, oh, okay, good, they're still thinking about me. But if we say, okay, there goes Jesus, Jesus just, you know, redirected me. But he redirected me for my purpose. He redirected me to save me from, you know, a hardship, or he redirected me for whatever the reason may be. If we start changing our perspective and mindset, I think, you know, more people will start to see the glory and the goodness in God. But, you know, I am guilty of it too, because, you know, whenever you're raised up in certain doctrinations and you're raised up under a certain upbringing, like sometimes a lot of older, or I would say seasoned or elderly black people or African Americans or whatever you want to be identified with, they're like, oh, there goes the devil. And it's because that's what they've heard so long in church culture. So I feel like we need to get outside of that. And that's just my personal opinion.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, what can I say? I want to thank everybody that came on. This is Jezza Mars Camp, and I have a show called Gems. That's G-E-M-S, if you can't spell. Because I can spell. And I'm going to teach my child to spell. Good night, folks. All right, we got Jezza. Thank you so much. Hey, Coach, this has been a crazy night, man, for you. Now, I got some news for you. Congratulations to Derek the Coach Gibson on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 41st all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. How you like that?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Way to come back. We're good
yes.
about that.
Now we're going to go final thoughts. I don't know if our girl, the wonderful and outstanding Ansel Thomas Smith, you know, the lifer, you know what I mean? who will come on and bless us tonight with her final thoughts at this time. You there, Angie? Angie might be doing some things. That's okay. Angie, you there? 5 seconds. Okay, she might be doing some things, and that's fine. But we're going to come on with, you know, Clev One. And what more can we say about Clev One? And your final thoughts tonight with Coach.
Yo, bottom line I'm saying is we all have these, of course, we're not just ignoring these views, you know what I mean, what's happening here and who's the microscopic hand of evil at the specific moment, you know, in which we view into. However, the bottom line is the overall is these are the puppeteering. These are victims of puppeteering. And again, what we were just speaking about, you know, I mean, these are people who are destined for the fire. And these are, if you want to consider them, you know what I'm saying, this is the army of Satan. Yes. People who work for him willingly and some of them unwillingly, where they under transformations and frequencies and things like that. But that's the greater evil in which we face, you know what I mean? Not just these politicians and this group of politicians or those group of politicians. At the end of the day, they all got evil in their eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all they all working for the same type money. It's a job for them. You know what I mean? So, you know who the gangsters are out here. Know that there's crime everywhere. Even if people claim that what they do is for justice and freedom and all this sort of other stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? Constitutions and all this. You know what I mean? All this, we know what it is. These are the crimes. Because all the laws, all the courtroom is, we know where the courtroom is. The courtroom is in the laws of the commandments. That's where it starts. And whatever, you know what I'm saying? And know that this, we from Abraham, folks. You know what I'm saying? It's where it start. If y'all answer, follow the questions, start from the beginning of the book, and then you'll know that's your map right there to know what to be caring about and what not to be caring about. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street bully side of Philadelphia, out here building bricks up and standing sticks up, taking back the wilderness. Check your satellites.
Yo, and before I let you go, yo, I want to send a shout-out to Shannon Stanton right now. You know what I mean? She's from Old Dirty McDirt, yo. And also, all the people out in Nashville, understand, man, she's drinking Moscato out of brown paper bags. Check your satellites.
Now to Honeeba Batu, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, and the 2020 enshrining to that same hall. He's going to give you another advancement.
Hey, on the real, first of all, congratulations, my coach, man. I've been loving what you have given us since I've been a part of this great company of WBNN. Congratulations and welcome back. For everybody that was tuned in tonight, look, tune in to the third segment of Mission Planet Earth, okay? Realm of the extraterrestrials, where I'll be speaking about the fallen ones. This is a continuation where a lot of people are in a state of confusion about a lot of stuff that's happening, including politics, which is one of the most dirtiest, shrewdest forms of enslavement, okay? And it was another tool and another form for us to be miseducated and abused, okay? That's one of the things that they use, all right? But what I'm saying is in order for us to be able to not only reclaim ourselves, but you got to be able to know who's who. And I'm not just talking about what type of meat suit that they're wearing. Once you look at the nature, you'll know that there's a difference between a real human being and someone who's just living. There's a difference to one who has soul and someone who don't have it, okay? And the bottom line is if you care about your life and you're concerned about the things that's happening on this planet, it's up to us to make it happen because ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't no one going to come out the sky and save us. We got to be able to be strong enough, willing and able and ready enough to be able to do it ourselves. Thank you.
I want to thank you, you know, my brother, you know what I mean, Honeeba Batu, because what you do on a constant basis, man, it's just so important to me, because I'm you, and you and me. You know what I mean? I feel like Mike in the Nike commercial, because we don't understand your advancement sometimes, but you always give it to us right on, right on, with Ryan. And I thank you, my man, Tony Pacatoon. Now, of course, before going to Ngozi time, you know I got another track. And then after that, you'll hear from my commissioner.
Be the latest century for Illidale calling. Forget the cream like cherry jubilee. My seeds put you at ease like methamphetamines. Or like Tony Stark fantasies about his wallabies. Do spitting, y'all mean Big East be coming through. Ghetto magic puts the bullies back at what? Men I'm boozing blessed for I and I provide the greatest natural. Pure as life that exits from the gentile. Style international like direct connects from internet. Verbal text lots from like the effect. Perfect with the mic devices. Bahama D be the nicest. Bringing this rap thing to the light like Osiris. For the 9 pound, etc. Peace the gang star and my nigga Case the Raw. Case the Raw. Case the Raw.
Hey yo, I'm doing this for the crew's claiming that they're better, I'm tickled. Y'all must be like Sanford on the ripple. Little by little, I kick verses off the middle of my brain. The rhythmical and fuck with canon riddles, I remain the undisputed. You should've known if you knew it. My tell couldn't tell you how we do it. If you got the chance to even do the battle dance with the cannon brand, should be slamming more than Larry Nance. And plus a semi to give you more like Jimmy. I do it easy, lead the harder way to panic as I display skills for what this worth. Sent to this earth to break the curse of whack them seeds on my turf. This is the end like Armageddon. You're setting a bad example. Niggas still using samples, time's ample. Yo, Swift never said she was the baddest, but I kept it real. Your niggas frontin' talking about you packin' still. You'll be sportin' up with all up in your rectum. While them central kids sitting all up in the bully section. Wreckin', wreckin', wreckin'.
We gonna wreck the motherfuckers like three the hard way.
Back when it is was wet, and now you're preaching me releasing many check. I need a mic check, because the static comes sporadic. MCs be hooked like addicts while casualties stay tragic. There ain't no glamour in that story, all guts, no glory. Entrenched in jealousy, just like the suckers who will bore me. They tell but they don't know the core, so war's now my reference. Like Mumia, there is no evidence to say I am more than I am. I'm bending never ending, similar to million men. Me say just us, you say me bust bust. Mental stagnation like the cancer patients eating cow fuss. As the minds rust from doing the dust, I rest in Mecca. The words sound power as an energy, see hecka. To die because you're black simply be no cause at all. The reality just like the legends of the fall. Initial looks of the shook hearted kids who shouldn't have started. Lyrically like spirits in the waters, Moses parted. Do or die's your slogan, but niggas slip with Trojans. Major mental corrosion like Murray's meat unfrozen. I am the chosen, earth, sun, moon, and star. Hard for me to find a top contender just as far. Some keep the exterior and think inferior. Next you know they're calling for a sound boy burial. D&D studio be wicked, catch wreck for infinity. One love, peace to Bahama D. Like salt and pepper, I take it to the next plateau. Niggas green, they want this brown and sugar like D'Angelo. I make it better for fanatics, greening for the butter boo. Like 25, the life of dudes from Latin getting power with you. Oh, I put my little thing in action. Smooth like Saxon or special ed when he was taxing. Heads relaxing, play the back when I spill. I regulate a flow like chicks on birth control pills. Ill antics, keep it moving on. Bouncing like gnawing on from Philadelphia to Lebanon. No doubt. Street of hard way. Street of hard way.
All right. Wow. Coach Derek Gibson, awesome show. This is Chinchilla J, Commissioner WBNN. I truly enjoyed what I heard tonight. And congratulations on your 41st all-time connection record with the Darlene Lawrence connection record. Congratulations to you, Derek. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time and Oladele Mileri Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi at my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Mileri Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN, Eastern Daylight Time, I wanted to say Standard Time, but Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now, stay tuned to our 41st all-time connection record, Derek Gibson. Back to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And like I said, it's just good to, you know, have a record. It's good to keep the momentum going. And I'm just blessed and, you know, and happy right now. Wonderful show tonight. Thank all the callers that called in, too. I really appreciate the love, and I appreciate your opinion about things. And we just got to get some things in order within the infrastructure of our family life. That's just where we at. We just start at home and get y'all kids. Have a good night.